AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Good morning. Russian shelling continues. Among today's targets, a densely populated area in Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv. At least two people killed, 21 injured. Officials there say the barrage struck a mosque, a medical facility, and a shopping area. The House January 6 committee has a hearing tonight, focused then President Trump's actions as his supporters stormed the Capitol. Meantime, the nation's electoral law has been a focus in the Senate.
A bipartisan group of senators have reached agreement on proposed changes to the Electoral Count Act of 1887. The package is made up of two separate proposals, one that clarifies how states submit electors and spells out that the vice president presides over the joint session of Congress in a solely ministerial capacity. The other proposal would bolster security for state and local election officials. The bill also specifies procedures around presidential transitions to ensure the peaceful transfer of power. Both Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell have indicated support for the bipartisan group. Votes are not likely before the fall. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The House today plans to vote on a bill that would inscribe into law the right to use contraceptives. A poll finds most Americans want Congress to pass a law guaranteeing access to legal abortion. Donna Warder has that.
The poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research suggests that many Americans support some restrictions on abortion, especially after the first trimester, but they're at odds with extreme measures introduced in some Republican-led states. The poll, taken 3 weeks after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, says 53% of adults in the U.S. disapprove of the high court's decision, 30% approve, and 16% say they neither approve nor disapprove. 60% think Congress should pass a law guaranteeing access to legal abortion nationwide. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is AP News. The world's oldest ever male panda in captivity has died at age 35. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
On, the panda was popular with visitors at Hong Kong's Ocean Park. Fans stopped by to take pictures of a photographic memorial in the enclosure where he lived for most of his life. In a statement, the theme park noted that On lived to the respectable age of 35, the equivalent of 105 for a human. On's companion, Zha Zha, a female panda who also held a world record by living to the age of 38, passed away in 2016. The company's chairman, Paolo Pong, said his cleverness and playfulness will be dearly missed. The geriatric panda was moved off display in recent weeks as his health deteriorated. He suffered from high blood pressure, became less active, and had stopped eating solid food before he was euthanized to prevent further suffering. I'm Jennifer King.
Going to Comic-Con this year? It's back, and David Berniger has come dressed as Star Wars Mandalorian.
I brought my wife on our first date to Comic-Con, so it's a very special thing for us.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.